The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What's your take on what happened with Deebo Samuel, Tabor Pepper, and Jake Moody on the sideline?
Well, it's two things. One, it's not a huge deal because when you are a pro team, things are going to happen in the heat of the moment. The other piece of it is, where does he get off coming up to somebody and trying to get in their face about a failed performance? Now, it would be one thing if it was a lack of effort. I think Jake Moody was trying to make the kick. I don't believe that Jake Moody was jaking it, pun intended. I think that he was out there trying to make the kick, and you could see by his facial expressions that he was really wearing it, and he was feeling it, and he was losing confidence. So for Deebo Samuel to go over there and to do that and say whatever he said, which was more, I would bet, than, hey, dude, mix in a make. And, you know, Tabor Pepper right. immediately jumps to his defense. So that's not what you do when you're a teammate and you're a leader. So it's one thing for Deebo to say, like, oh, yeah, you know, I had a lapse, a momentary lapse and this and that. And that's fine. Everyone's entitled to make a mistake. But I thought that that was just out of line. And to me, it speaks to a lack of leadership in the locker room. Like, what's going on where that's going to happen? If you're a leader, you don't do that. Like, I don't know, and I think about Steph Curry, and it's hard because he's one of the greatest leaders of all time, but I don't know if he's ever gone up to somebody in that fashion after, you know, what, missing three free throws and, like, getting in their face.
Different style of leadership, though. Like, what if I argued that leaders sometimes do that? And devil's advocate for a minute, because that's not necessarily my sure. point or my take. But, I mean, it sounded like you guys were about to open this door earlier on the crossover. What if Debo's first name was Draymond? Then would it be okay?
No.
Why? Draymond does it all the time, and we call him the leader, the heartbeat of the team.
Right. Does he, like, put his hands on people? Yes. And no longer here.
But that was after the fact. That was at, like, and not the Jordan Poole thing. I'm talking about the Deebo thing.
Oh, I'm talking about the Jordan Poole thing.
I know, but the Deebo putting hands on someone was after the fact. Like, his comment was made to Moody, and then Deebo putting hands on Tabor was based on Tabor's reaction to what Deebo said.
Right.
Right.
And we don't know what Deebo said.
We don't know it, but
it probably wasn't, hang in there, big guy, there'll be brighter days ahead.
And I know everyone's focused on the phrase lock in. I'm sure there were a lot of F's, and the words lock in don't have any F's in them.
Right.
But yeah, you need to bleep and lock in and make those, dude.
Well, and I was watching the replay again this morning, and I just was watching it here on my laptop during the commercial, and you could see him go right over to Jake Moody as mm-hmm. he's coming off the field. Because Moody misses, and, you know, you see maybe it's Wisnowski, maybe it's Tabor Pepper. A couple guys go over to him and go helmet to helmet and pat him on the head with a, hey, you know, hang in there. Because you missed three. Now this is three. And as the camera is cutting away, you can see a headband, he's got the headband on, Deebo Samuel beelining off the sideline toward Jake Moody. That to me is not leadership. It's not what you do.
It's interesting.
Just me. And everyone's going to react differently. I know that me, if I make a mistake And Jake Moody realizes when you miss a third field goal and a field goal that's going to put you up six, and it doesn't win the game, but it's a big kick and it's a big deal. And he knows that his job is to make the kick. So the last thing I want when I make a mistake is to have somebody come up to me and tell me how much I need to not make that mistake.
That's totally fair, but that's you. I don't know Jake. Like, listen, there are a fair amount of people who have played in NFL games who today are saying not only is that appropriate, it's normalcy, and it worked.
Yeah, it worked.
I mean, we don't have any evidence to say that it didn't. I know where you're coming from, which is that's not what did it. I don't know what did it.
Nobody knows.
And by the way, he was 2 feet away from not doing it.
Right.
Like, I mean, he almost missed that one too. He didn't, and so that's wonderful. But, like, I've had a number of, like, we've watched, that's all over the internet. This is very, very discussed topic today. The facility on FS1 with Emmanuel Acho and LeSean McCoy, whole show is about it today. And Acho is with you. He's like, that's completely out of line. And LeSean McCoy is like, it's not only in line, it's a must. That's why Debo is one of the boombox guys. You got to go wake people up sometimes. This is not an office job where it's totally inappropriate to speak to people that way. This is more like a restaurant job where if you bring the wrong meal to three tables in a row, someone's going to go, dude, wake up.
Well, it's a double standard.
We need you.
Did this to Brandon Ayuk when he came out after his hold in.
We actually don't know
and
that.
Well, we didn't see anybody beeline on the field and get in his face.
I mean, we didn't see it. I don't think it happened. Three times in a row happened either.
It's a double standard is what it is. And
maybe
Debo Samuel took an opportunity with a kicker, a guy who is not seen as a real football player. And you've made this point before.
True.
I've talked to many pro football players. You don't look at a kicker. Ask Lo Neal sometimes his feelings about Al Del Greco. One of the great kickers.
Yeah.
Oh, he can't stand Al Del Greco.
That's the thing.
Because Al Del Greco missed a big kick, and Lowe's out there, you know, blocking linebackers and defensive tackles, and he's out there, blood, sweat, and tears, and that big moneymaker, his forehead, and you're out there giving it all.
Dibs.
You're laying it all on the line, and then Al Del Greco comes out, and he can't hit a 37-yarder, and you're going to feel some type of way about it.
They all get, yes, there is specialistism in the NFL.
There's
no question. And by the way, they're all subject to the same minimum salaries, right? If you're a veteran and you've played multiple years in the league, that special teamer who's flying down the field to get a concussion every single week gets the exact same salary as the guy who never gets touched. Of course, unless it's a Niner kicker who's decided we got to go tackle people every week. Outside of that, though, these people are free and clear. Now, I'm largely with you. I'm with you because I don't think that the way we look at this feels good, where players on the sideline are like, I'm the one beating my head against the wall. Well, that's your skill set, and you're highly paid for that. You know, if Debo Samuel's, oh, this guy just walks out here. Well, Debo, you make $25 million a year. What's Jake make? So that's all baked into how we do this. So don't hold it against him. Because his specialized skill, which is very good, by the way, maybe not yesterday, but you get what I'm saying. It's not like everybody on the field can go do that. So I'm more for the, just because his position's different, it still deserves your respect. It still deserves your acknowledgement. What I'm not disagreeing with you, but the one area where I'm like, I don't know what makes Jake Moody tick. And a lot of people do like to be coached hard. A lot of people do need
But he's not his coach.
Well,
so,
but in a football team, you need that. You need leadership from your players.
Yes.
There's too many people over there to just be like, all right, set a meeting with Kyle because you've missed three field goals in a row. And Kyle knows exactly.
Like, yeah, that's not coaching, and it's not Debo's place.
They need to police themselves some. I'll fight for that.
But that is not, for me, that's not policing. What that is you going up to a guy who clearly is in a low moment, having just missed a field goal. He understands how important it is for him to do his job. I would imagine Jake Moody's a field goal kicker, understands that he is expected to make it almost every time. And if you don't make it, well, it's not okay. It's never okay unless you're up 27-0 and it's an, oh, by the way, field goal, fine. In that game yesterday where the offense is frustrated because they can't get in the end zone and now we got to rely on Jake and he's missed two, and if he makes this one, we're up six. And game's not over, of course, but at least you feel like the game is more in hand and you miss it. Well, if everybody felt that way, then you would have had 47 guys run over and get in his face, but only one guy did. So I'm not buying that.
Right, but that guy is one of the people who is in that position on this team. And again, I'm not saying that you can make Jake Moody some sort of a lesser person on this sideline because he's a kicker and because he doesn't make or take hits. That's the part about this that I don't like. But the idea that like teammates or coaches or anyone cannot have very tense, emotional conversations in the middle of games, that I reject. I don't know that I've seen many games where that doesn't happen.
Right, but bring sometimes that same energy to another person who is maybe... When Trent Williams false starts and he holds, does he run up to Trent and go, dude, Trent, stay in your stance till the snap, dog?
Probably not to Trent.
Because you're effing killing us.
But Trent's earned otherwise. That's a future Hall of Famer, number one.
It's just easier to do it to the kicker.
But we wouldn't know that Debo even did this if Tabor hadn't gotten into his face and then there was a shove. So my point is, I don't think we do know how often this happens, because we very easily would have missed this one too if it didn't turn into a shoving match. So I think this happens a lot. I really do.
Yeah, I don't think it happens nearly as often as you're portraying. No. I think you've got a kicker who is a younger guy, second-year player, and he's having a bad day, and Debo took the opportunity to not coach him up, but to make him feel worse.
No, I mean, look, Debo sounded partially regretful, said he stepped out of his character a little bit.
Right.
But also, I didn't hear anybody after the game be like, this is a big deal or we have a problem.
That's football.
And again, like, he made his next kick.
Right. Thank you, Debo. Yeah. Couldn't have done it without you.
I mean, who knows?
Right.
Don't know otherwise. Like, are you arguing that that's never the right way to coach someone?
I'm not arguing it's never the right way, but it's not his place to, and that's not coaching. I don't want to portray this as coaching.
Whatever. Team, like
that is a teammate being frustrated at another teammate.
How about tough loving?
There was no love in that.
How do you know?
I mean,
we don't know what he said.
Right. Well, whatever he said, the long snapper had to step in and basically tell him blankety, blankety, blank.
Right, but that bothered him. It did. Did you see anybody else come to Tabor Pepper's defense?
No, it was just the three of them there.
Okay. Like, they're all aware of what's going on.
Right.
I didn't see anybody.
And Tabor Pepper stood up for the kicker because he thought that what Debo said was out of line.
So that's his opinion.
Exactly.
That's his opinion.
And I would lean, no matter what was said, I would look at Tabor Pepper and say, you know, the long snapper's probably not going to stand up for a kicker who just missed a third kick unless what was said was out of line.
Well,
it wasn't tough love, and it wasn't coaching, my opinion.
Yeah, I don't know what was said. I don't know what gets Jake to work, and the next kick was made. So I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm saying I don't know if the opposite opinion or your opinion is right. I don't know what was said, but I don't think that this is that rare. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Twitch and YouTube powered by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal Financing at the dealer. All right, 888-957-9570. Let's take some calls, and we're going to have info real, real soon here on the tickets to tomorrow night's Warriors game. And Steve Kerr in an hour. Ryan in Irvine on Willard and Dibbs. Hi, Ryan.
Hey, guys, you know, listening to this conversation, I had another point, but here's what I was thinking. So maybe this is bigger than just yesterday for Debo. I mean, think about Jake Moody. Since Jake Moody's been with the Niners, I know you just said that he's been a really good specialist. Has he? Has he been a really good specialist?
Ryan, I don't know who said that. Did you say he's been a? Yeah, I would argue no. He has not been a really good specialist. He's been okay.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
No, you said he's been a really good specialist. Maybe not yesterday, but he has been a good specialist.
Yeah, I mean, so far this year, I was referring to this year. He had one other miss, I think, right? But anyway, go ahead, Ryan.
So here's my point. They use a third-round draft pick on this kid. There's several things at play here. He has had some high-profile misses. He's cost them games. He was shaky in the playoffs. And it's always been about his mentality, not his physicality. The kid can boot it, I mean, over the stadium. He's got a leg on him. He's just a head case. And I think Debo's personality mixed with Jake Moody's personality, I mean, look at him. He doesn't show any emotion. And I think that's why Debo kind of got fiery yesterday with him. Here's what I didn't like, though. Peppers yesterday in the he was interviewed after. He aired out all the dirty laundry. I know the media's, you know, their job is to ask the questions. He doesn't have to answer them. He just spilled it all out, exactly what was said, what Debo said, how he responded, everything. And then here's how it ends. He says, well, have you guys talked about it? Have you guys squashed it? He goes, there's a lot of people in here. It's kind of hard to get over to them. Maybe later. It's like, what is going on in this locker room? I don't know. Someone said earlier that there's been some weird stuff going on with this team in the locker room. You know, whatever it is, the Super Bowl hangover. There's just some personalities in this locker room this year that it's just something's up.
Ryan, thanks. Maybe. I more read that. I don't know what you think, Dibs. I more read that as just like you cut the tension with a knife with this team right now. There's a lot of pressure on this team. And they've had a lot of crap go the wrong way. And some of it is their fault, and some of it is not. You know, there's a McCaffrey injury, there's holdouts, somebody got shot in August, you lost the Super Bowl, you've blown a couple of late leads. Like, there's a lot of stuff going on that will cause things to bubble over. And then you come out of a bye when this team is used to being like, okay, now we're going to put our best foot forward, and McCaffrey's back, and let's ride. And it felt in that moment like another winning performance was slipping away. So, again, I'm not excusing it. I think there are aspects of this that are on Debo. He obviously overstepped the bounds, but I don't think that what he did is on the surface without knowing exactly what was said. I don't think it's that rare. I don't think it's that offensive either. I don't know. Maybe it helped. Maybe it helped wake Jake up and focus him. I don't know.
Yeah, I'd like to hear that from Jake before I jump to that conclusion. And I do think the caller is kind of right about, you know, Jake Moody. He doesn't show a lot of emotion, either joyous or sad. And I would disagree with his assertion that he hasn't been very good. He had two field goals over 50 yards in the Super Bowl. He kicked three field goals in the Super Bowl. So he was pretty good in that game. And I know we all want to look at the game that he cost us last year against Cleveland. He
missed an extra point in the Super Bowl, too.
Sure, yeah. But, you know, 10 points. He made three field goals and a PAT.
I judge a kicker based on how I feel when he's lining up. And when he lines up, I'm nervous. Jake Moody is not bad, but he's not good. He is not like, I mean, there are too many kickers in this league right now where, and you said this earlier, like, they're automatic. They're automatic. There's too many kickers in this league that when they line up, you're like, that's good. That's good. And that doesn't mean they always are. You know, the Texans guy had kind of a wobbly snap and he missed a 50. Kaimi Fairbairn. He missed a 58 yarder at the end of regulation.
Gross.
And that's a 58 yarder. So that's a little bit different. But when that guy lines up Dude, it's right down Broadway. And there's too many of those guys in the NFL, and Jake Moody's not one of them. He's not bad, but he's not good.
Who do you guys think is the best kicker in the NFL right now?
Oh, God.
It's Brandon Aubrey.
Yeah,
I would say from Dallas.
Undrafted free agent the same year Jake Moody was drafted when the Niners traded up to pick him in the third round.
But what's Aubrey's percentage right now?
For this year?
Because this kid Bates with Detroit hasn't missed yet, right?
Perfect. He's perfect. 14 for 14. Chris Boswell's missed once.
Boswell's awesome.
Group is 18 for 19. Chase McLaughlin is 16 to 17. Aubrey's missed twice.
You know who's not anymore is Tucker. He's clearly like with Baltimore.
Oh, yeah. He's having a bad year. And he might be done.
He might be. But I don't think Jake Moody stinks, but he's not great.
Well, he missed once going into yesterday.
Right.
So,
but I'm going through the whole 2 years.
I get it. He was 85% last year.
Yeah. But he does in big moments, it gets more wobbly, and he doesn't often split the uprights. He tucks it in here and tucks it in there.
Good is good.
He's okay.
Doesn't matter.
He's okay. That's what I would say about Jake Moody.
So
he's
if
okay.
He is just okay and you're his teammate, do you think that, I don't know, going onto the field to berate him, is that going to help him?
I don't know.
Just as a human being, do you think that is more likely to be productive or destructive? I think it's pretty easy for me to say. Honestly, the majority of human beings would in that moment not take that as, hey, you know what? Debo came out here and berated me. That's going to make me feel like I want to make the next kick.
I don't think that's the question. This is the National Football League. We're not here to make everybody feel good.
No, but when you have a spot on the team that is very, very mental, it's probably the second most mental spot in all of football.
No doubt.
Outside of the quarterback. And this is how you're going to go about trying to get him to play better?
Listen, again, Debo has already admitted this is an emotional outburst. And didn't necessarily go exactly the way he wanted. I'm not fully excusing the behavior. I'm leaving open for the possibility that this actually wasn't just a complete net negative. We're not here to make everyone feel good, and that's not the National Football League, and we're certainly not here to be like we have to be calm and nice with everyone all the time. That's not how we parent. That's not how we coach. That's not how we teammate. That's not how any of us here in this building do it. And our business is nowhere near as emotional as theirs. All I can liken it to, the most emotionally driven business I've ever worked in, where you can get yelled at in the middle of it, is a restaurant. And yes, if you mess up a bunch of times in a row, and not just the boss, but the waiter next to you, who you took his food and gave it to someone, like, you're gonna get barked at. And I know, like, I don't
and
get
that
to
helps
like,
you. That helps you for the next table.
It's not about helping.
That's exactly what it's about.
It's not about that.
It's
like,
about
you
making this player, and it's not Debo's job to step in and tell Jake Moody what he needs to do.
Yes, it is.
He's really not.
He's a leader on the team.
And I can't believe you're defending this.
No, I'm not. I'm telling you that he's overly emotional, but there's a middle ground here. Like, are we literally saying that if anybody is ever terse with anyone, it's like, yo.
This is not terse. This is going onto the field to berate a guy after he's at the lowest point of his day.
This crowd.
He knows he just missed a third field goal.
This fan base that has yelled at me for 3 years about the word accountability. Accountability.
Well, Jake's accountable.
Is he?
And is Debo the one to hold his feet to the fire? No, he's not.
Why do you say that?
Because he doesn't hold anyone else's feet to the fire.
You don't know that.
Yes, I do know that. Because you've never seen him go on the field and do that to any other player. You've never seen it. Show me an example where Debo's gone up to Trent or Brandon Ayuk, who had back-to-back drops.
You don't know what he
said to
Brandon.
You wouldn't go up to Brandon after he dropped the pass in the end zone.
You don't know.
Did Debo march out there and say, dude, catch the ball.
You don't know.
We need to score.
You don't know.
I do know.
You don't.
Because we haven't seen it.
No, because you wouldn't have seen this.
Brandon would have clapped back at him and you would have seen it.
No, he wouldn't have.
I gotta take it from that.
No, you don't know.
You do know.
Just say it. You don't
You know what I do know?
You're not in the
room.
You know
what I do know? Is a kicker missed a kick, and the wide receiver came off the sideline to berate the kicker after he missed a third field goal. That's what I see.
I've never been.
That's what I know. I know what I saw, and what I saw was completely unreasonable and out of line.
Say, I've never been in the wide receiver room. I've never been privy to a conversation between Debo and Brandon. I have no idea what the leadership structure is in the 49er locker room. And say, we have no idea if we would have seen this if Tabor Pepper didn't freak out. Those are all facts.
We saw it, and it happened. So you can defend it all you want, and you want to defend it?
Right.
You can defend it, because it's football, and this is what football guys do.
I'm not defending that. I'm defending it from what you're saying, which is that you know things that you don't know.
What I know is we've never seen it before.
And because you often don't, because these things happen all the time.
We've never seen it.
Yeah,
that's all I'm saying.
Because you can't see people talking to each other on the sideline. You can't see that.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.